Meanwhile, in Britain, the Catholic Diocese of Westminster has extended what it calls its pastoral outreach to the homosexual community, with the celebration of Mass twice a month that it says is particularly aimed at the concerns of this group of Catholics. Though the diocese already offers a listening service for gay Catholics, the new initiative is in response to an increasing awareness on the part of the church of their particular pastoral needs.
For some time, there's been a process of reflection within the Diocese of Westminster on its pastoral outreach, in particular, to homosexual Catholics within our own diocese.
Bishop Bernard Longley is auxiliary in the Diocese of Westminster with responsibility for the West End area of London where these masses are being held. I asked him what prompted this new effort at outreach to the city's gay community.
Some time ago, 2 years ago, the Cardinal appointed a senior priest from the diocese to be his point of reference for this pastoral ministry to develop appropriate contacts with Roman Catholics who are homosexual and to try to work out the best way of providing for people who are struggling with their own sexuality but wanting to be a full part of the Catholic Church. And also, I think, in encouraging people to look to their own parishes and to help them to integrate within parish life. So after this fairly lengthy period of reflection, it became clear that there is a particular place in central London called Soho, where quite large numbers of homosexuals do gather, congregate and meet. And it seemed that it was opportune to make some particular provision in a parish. It's quite a small number of people who live in that part of London, but it is hoped that in the ordinary setting of a parish in central London, there'll be an opportunity to encourage Catholics to deepen their communion with the Church, with our Lord through the Mass, but also to encourage them to look to their home parishes as places where they can be fully a part of the parish community.
Now, this is being seen as a Mass just for the gay community, but you don't see it in such exclusive terms, do you?
No, I think that's true to say. What has been given particular attention, I think, is that the celebrants of the Mass are sensitive to the issues which many homosexual Catholics will bring to that celebration when they come together. But the Mass itself will be the ordinary, regular celebration of the Sunday liturgy. There will be nothing extraordinary. In particular, we don't want to encourage the development of some kind of ghetto or some kind of quasi-community within the Catholic Church in central London. But we want this to be a step or a stage on the way to listening to the Church's teaching and to reflecting on it and really to deepening communion within the life of the Church.
Now, you're talking about sensitivity to particularly the issues that gay Catholics will bring with them. And one of these is the perception that the Church is not, perhaps not necessarily hostile, but not really sensitive to the needs, the particular needs of this community. Is it a kind of response to that, would you say?
It's fair to say that that in some quarters there is a perception that the Catholic Church is not seen as sensitive. But in fact, we wanted to reflect the teaching of the Church. We wanted to reflect what the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith say about the particular pastoral care which the bishop must have. And also, it's awareness that homosexual people, including homosexual Catholics, may themselves experience unjust discrimination. So this really is an opportunity to reassure, to be clear about what the Church teaches, but also to reassure people that they, in their relationship with our Lord, in the relationship with the Church, that they have an opportunity to be fully part of the life of the Church.
Are you expecting a very large attendance? Do you know of many families, many people who would already be interested in this kind of service?
Well, you mentioned families. The senior priest I mentioned earlier, whom the Cardinal has appointed for as a point of reference, has already been celebrating a Mass in his parish regularly, and it's been made known that that homosexual Catholics, their families, their parents, those who are concerned about issues that they face, would be particularly welcome. And so a small number have been coming to that Mass, and we wouldn't be expecting very large numbers, I think a fairly modest number, but nevertheless significant for each of the individuals and important for them, that they know that the Church welcomes them as well as any other baptized Catholic within the Catholic community. And what is fundamental is that they are regarded because of their innate dignity as being made in the image and likeness of God. And so we want to see this as an encouragement to, particularly to deepen their communion with Christ in the Church.
What has been the reaction to this within the secular society there in London? I mean, is it somehow being seen as perhaps a changing in Church teaching?
So far, it's really, I would say it's early days to gauge. And we haven't, as a diocese, there hasn't been any immediate or direct reaction to this. There has been some reporting within the Catholic press, but on the whole, I think this provision is understood because it's part of something which began some time ago. And within the groups of homosexual Catholics, there has been expressed a welcome for this opportunity.
There are also other services that the diocese already provides, like, for example, a listening service, isn't there, that's been going on for some time?
That's quite right, yes. A number of priests of the diocese are available in a church within the central area of London, an adjacent church, in fact, and they offer what they call a listening service so that there is an opportunity on a Friday evening regularly for people simply to come to talk about their concerns and also to reflect the fullness of the Church's teaching on human sexuality as part of a human person's life. I think to emphasise the fact that the Church doesn't see people according to their sexuality, their sexual orientation, that their identity is something which is far greater than that, although that is an important aspect of it.
My thanks there to Bishop Bernard Longley, Auxiliary of the Diocese of Westminster in the United Kingdom.